We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome to Pigs Nation! Take Jennifer Lopez live by the pass. A TikTok is calling cap on Jenny from the block.
Ooh. And Whoopi Goldberg's mirror said, "You in danger, girl." And she's sharing what she did about it. Plus, reunited and it feels so good. We got a very special guest host today. My brother, True's godfather, the one and only Ricky Smiley is here.
Thank y'all for having me. It's great to be here. All right, y'all, so let's dish. So listen, the White House held an event, and my buddy President Joe Biden spent some time with rapper Glorilla. Check it out.
Yeah, Glo.
Yeah, Joe.
Yeah, well, not Joe, but yeah, you.
Yeah, Glo.
Oh. I don't even think he knew who that was.
No.
He's like, "This is my friend Gloria."
Yeah. Gloria.
Now you're gonna see Joe Biden with some baby hair.
Okay.
Joe Biden's gonna come out with some baby hair. He gonna get those votes.
I'm sorry, I would have fell out if he would have said, "Yeah, Joe." I would have fell out.
But y'all don't think he looked nervous?
When every step could be your last, you gonna look that way.
Look at the Secret Service behind the president when he took the picture with Glorilla.
Mm-hmm. they look mad.
The lyrics from Sex and Red.
Oh, my God. Oh, could you imagine Sexy Red pulling up on Joe Biden? My baby dead.
Yeah.
Oh, Brad.
She didn't want to sing that?
Yeah.
Really? What happened to Taylor Swift? I mean,
he's going to get around to them.
Yeah.
But you got to get to your base because he feels like he's like a friend to the black people. So he's going to start with Glorilla.
Yeah.
Then it'll be Sexy Red. Final stage boss is Sukiyana.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, Ricky, is that you and Joe? Look, that's when he still had a bob.
Oh yeah, that's president, and that's in this building right here.
My
he
gosh.
Was here. He came to the radio station that day. That was a great day to have President Biden with us.
Good. All right, y'all. Well, speaking of powerhouse women, Jennifer Lopez dropped her "This Is Me Now" documentary last month. And in one moment, she says, letting her hair go wild, it reminds her of her high school days, running up and down the block in the Bronx. Well, a woman who goes by Photos by Angelita says she went to the same school and gave... Photos by Angelita says she went to the same school as J-Lo. And she gave J-Lo a piece of her mind on TikTok. Let's check it out.
I'm a Puerto Rican woman from the Bronx who went to the same high school as you, and you're lying.
Hey.
I saw your high school photo. You did not have hair like that, so you weren't running up and down the block. Please stop using us to look human. We are sick of you.
Damn.
You don't do for us. Keep our names out of your mouth.
Wow. Angelita let her have it.
Oh, yeah.
What's the big deal, though? So what? Like, why is she hating so bad? She must have tried to call her and borrow some money once they grew up, or tried to come to a show, and Jenna was like, "Who are you?"
Oh, yeah. Probably.
And she's been bitter ever since.
I think what a lot of people are saying from Jenny's block is that, yeah, you was on the block, but the block was not hot like you said the block was.
Girl, Angelita wasn't with her every day.
True.
Okay.
It's like they were just classmates.
Yeah, Jenny could have ran up and down the block when she went home one day from school. Angelita wasn't there.
Well, Angelita said we wasn't running down the block, we was walking.
Yeah, but really, but that's telling the truth. People need to stop. I mean, look at her hairstyle. She didn't have the hair that she had talking about running through my hair. That woman got
that's
a hair.
That's so true.
That
though.
Is not her hair.
This could have been a different time. You know? It could have grown later. This could have been an earlier
well,
on picture or later picture.
She
we don't know the time.
It.
Well, she had, if her hair was looking like Bill Clinton when he was president in the 90s, it's no big deal.
Yeah, well, I believe Angelita.
Angelita is bitter.
All right, y'all, it's time to giddy up with Beyoncé, y'all. Queen B revealed the cover art for her Cowboy Carter album, and she's looking patriotic. Ooh. She also gave a statement about going country and said, "This ain't a country album. This is a Beyoncé album."
Okay.
"It was born out of an experience that I had years ago where I did not feel welcome, and it was very clear I wasn't. My hope is that years from now, the mention of an artist's race
as it relates to releasing genres of music will be irrelevant.
Okay.
Okay, B, this sounds like a civil rights Beyonce right here paving the way. Are y'all feeling this cover?
This ain't Phaedra.
This ain't Phaedra.
I don't like the cover that much.
Me either.
Because, I mean, first of all, honey, get a live horse for one thing. That's not a real horse.
And you don't. Oh,
no, it ain't no real horse. And she's sitting on it backwards, too. I don't like that. And why she got the American flag? What happened to the African flag or something?
I don't know.
Like
it's giving Christopher Columbus.
Yes, I don't like that.
I love Beyonce, though, but it is kind of giving.
I'm looking at the back of the horse, and it's giving me Atlanta.
Is that the same horse for the Renaissance album, too?
No, that's not Renee. Renee was silver and very fancy.
And I, when it first came out, I was like, why is she sitting on top of Portia Williams? Talk the backside, not the
back. I see you shooting your shot now that she's saying.
Hey, Portia, what's up? Holla at you.
Portia!
Holla at you, boy.
Okay, Portia.
This ain't Portia.
Do you want to ride? Well, Whoopi Goldberg said you're going to get the little Whoopi and not the big one, okay? Now, the ladies of The View got to talking about Oprah's weight loss special that aired this week, and Auntie Whoopi revealed what she's been doing to shed a little extra weight, people.
I weighed almost 300 pounds when I made Till, and one of the things that's helped me drop the weight is Mounjaro.
Yeah.
That's what I use.
What does Oprah use?
I don't know. I don't know that she used anything.
What?
Nah, she is so messy. I love her.
She's about what does Oprah use?
Oprah is on Ozempra, okay?
Ozempra.
You know.
But I'm sick of all these celebrities not coming out. I mean, they watch this show. I've been talking about a Mounjaro and Ozempic for the longest. Not everybody all of a sudden on. You can't even get it.
Oh, really?
I went to the store to get it the other day.
You really need it. You're not doing it for the weight loss.
I'm doing it because of diabetes. And you can't get it because it's out because of all them taking it.
Yeah, and they've been taking it.
And they've been telling us nothing. Yep.
How come you ain't lost no weight?
Now everybody coming out.
What up, my
He lost weight, just not in his stomach. I'm sorry, Gary.
That's all right. I'll get y'all later.
Well, I told y'all, my daddy hasn't been able to get his diabetes medicine either. That's why he got 3 missing toes.
Yeah, if you don't take your medicine.
Get a little food.
He didn't take his ass to the doctor.
He did do a crack back in the day, but still. I ain't never seen nobody smoke crack and lose a toe. Like,
it ain't because he didn't take his Ozempic. He wasn't doing right.
He wasn't doing
But he lost 3 toes because they taking all the medicine. Don't you try to blame these people that's taking that medicine for that.
Anyway, y'all, so yesterday, honey, we told y'all that Lamar Odom, honey, was doing a podcast with Caitlyn Jenner. Remember that, y'all? Well, Lamar, honey, wants you to know that the Kardashians are his family. So, Khloe posted a birthday post to her brother, Rob, and Lamar commented, "My family." But a fan baby responded to Lammy's comment saying, "Lamar, sit your ass down."
Oh, wow. Why?
Because he ain't their family no more. He want him to be. He blew it.
No, he really did blow it.
Yeah,
oh, we going to hell.
No, we are. In a handbasket.
I don't know, because he didn't get as many chances as Tristan got. Like, he just did a little drugs. You know what I'm saying? Tristan didn't, like, had, like, extra relationships. And he
Two or three times, right? Yeah.
But he didn't cheat. Lamar didn't cheat.
Right. All he just was found powder. Unconscious at the Bunny Ranch.
Yeah.
Right.
Cocaine.
Who is that next to him?
That's Rob.
That's Rob. That's their little brother.
I know that's Rob. Who's that?
That's...
That's original recipe, Khloe Kardashian.
Wow. You didn't know that was Khloe?
No, ma'am.
Oh. Yeah, she got a new
That's
the first Khloe. That must be the first testament.
She was just getting into herself.
That's Khloe Simpson.
Yeah. Well, y'all, coming up, Shaq says many men can play ball, but there's only 1/50 cent of the NBA. We'll dish on that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back!
Hey!
Now we all know that Shaq is an NBA legend, having won 4 championships, 3 finals MVP, and even landed 15 All-Star game selections. And that's just to name a few of his accolades. Well, Shaq is adding another title to his resume, and that's being the 50 Cent of the NBA. Check this out.
Uh-oh.
50 Cent calls people out.
That's my boy.
It is impressive
how he is on everybody's neck constantly for years.
And see, you have to understand, like, I follow certain people that intrigue me a little bit. I'm the 50 Cent of the NBA.
Ooh.
My mentality is, if you me, I'm gonna come out with a mixtape on you. That's how.
And another one.
That's Khaled.
Oh yeah, another one is Khaled. Yeah. Well, you know, 50 Cent felt him and gave his stamp of approval and responded with a little check. I'm still mad Joe was confused who should had a Superman logo. Now Dwight cleared all that up for you, huh? LOL.
That's how my birthday twin really be talking.
Yeah.
Y'all remember when Shaq used to drop mixtapes though? Like, he was...
Shaq was hitting, busting in the eyes. Shaq,
you wanna fight? Come fight me. I hit you with
See?
I know I got skills, man. I know I got skills.
Come on,
he had some bops. And then on the second album, he had this song, No Hook, with RZA and Method Man. He said, A-E-I-O-U, an ass whooping. Like, yo,
A-E-I-O-U.
You an ass whooping. I will watch a podcast with Shaq and 50. You know what I mean?
That would be funny.
Mm, who the 50 Cent of Dish Nation?
Who is the 50 Cent of Dish Nation?
Nah, that would probably be Gary.
Yeah, because you'd be calling me. Yeah. It's throwing shade.
That's why you don't go anyway. Scared you're going to get beat up.
You're damn right, honey.
You never see Gary on red carpet even.
Well, moving along to 50 Cent's other cancer twin, Amanda Seales. She is no stranger to calling folks out, especially when it comes to racial injustices. Well, now she's calling out her own people. And that's for not being invited to industry events. Check this out.
Never been invited to the NAACP Image Awards. I've been nominated for an Image Award. Never been invited to the NAACP Image Awards. Never been honored at Black Girls Rock. Like, I've hosted these events. You know what I'm saying? I literally hosted the BET Awards in 2020 in my house, and I was not invited to the BET Awards since.
I feel sad watching that.
Why is that?
Because I do feel like Amanda Seales, you might not always agree with her stance on things, but she's very passionate about Black issues. Mm-hmm. She might not always be like your cup of tea with the way she expresses it, but I don't feel that that's right for her not to be invited anywhere.
Especially if you hosted the BET Awards 1 year, like, you think you would get a lifetime pass to be able to
but
go like
don't.
The following
They don't
years.
Keep inviting people. It's a lot of people in the world, a lot of people in the industry.
I've probably had about 3 or 4 shows on BET, and I've never been
You've
invited.
You've never been invited?
I've hosted.
BET Awards, no.
Even while the shows were on?
Nope.
That's wild.
No, I'm okay with it because I enjoy being home watching with my kids, so I don't care.
Yeah.
If I was I feel like they use me for my Wi-Fi.
Yeah, because, like, come on now. And, like,
during that pandemic year where they had to host it from her crib, like, you used a sturdy Fios Wi-Fi connection to host a whole award show and didn't invite her when it was time to go back outside?
Right.
Come on.
Right.
Well, you know what? Amanda Seales, you are always invited here at Dish Nation.
Yeah. But anyway, honey, up next, y'all find out which star claims they were too pretty to book gigs, honey. I can relate about that. That tea, honey, much more after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, so during this tour, Drake struck up a conversation with a female fan in the crowd who was holding up a poster that said, "I'm 5 months pregnant, can you be my rich baby daddy?" In reference to the track featuring Sexy Red and SZA off his latest album, right? Well, clearly, the champagne poppy appreciated the creativity and instantly gave her upgraded seat and something extra.
Nice.
Check it out.
I'd love to give you $25,000 so you can be rich baby mama.
Oh. I need to go down to a Drake concert.
You gotta have a creative sign though.
Yeah.
What can my ailment. Sign be?
And an ailment.
Oh, and an ailment.
And you really sitting here thinking like
yeah,
you really.
Yeah.
You're trying to plot something right now.
Yeah.
If you showed up in like a cast.
Say you just got 3 toes, like your daddy.
Yeah. Oh my God, Brad.
I mean, that's dark, but that could work though.
Yeah.
All you can say, honey, I'm from Haiti and we still fighting over and I can't get back in the country.
Oh my God.
See, then he would see you had all your toes. Gary can't be with you.
Y'all have no chill.
Now, but Ricky, like, how would you react if you was at a show and a woman, like, held up a crazy sign at your comedy show?
I mean, if she was pregnant or whatever, I probably would have did the same thing that Drake did. But if she was fine and single and or whatever, I probably would have had her come backstage, come back to the dressing room, let me make sure you're straight or
well,
whatever.
Well, I'm pregnant right now, so what do you got for me?
Yeah, we'll talk after the show. Let's go. I like them chocolate.
Where's my 25?
I was just going to say that. You might not get the 25, but...
You might get the seat, but not the 25.
That's half of your check, so you can give half of your check.
Oh, and do you got to pay taxes on the 25,000? Yeah. Like, I have so many questions.
That's a good question. How do you think he's giving the fans the $25,000?
With a 1099? Like.
Right. Well, Aja Gonzalez claims she missed out on the movie roles because she's too hot for TV. Oh, wow. The actress shared that her good looks have actually harmed her career and that Latinas are held to a different standard. She said, I remembered being so many projects. She's too pretty for the role. She's too hot for the role. Then I just be like, well, what is Margot Robbie? She's the hottest, most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my life. So what do y'all think about this? Do y'all think she's too hot for TV?
She's hot. I don't know about too hot for TV, but she's definitely hot.
Mm. And maybe the role she was going up for, she might have been too pretty for the grungy role or the not-so-pretty girl role. But I would still keep auditioning because she'll get something.
But she might have been going out for the same roles that Sofia Vergara was already going for, like, and was probably losing the... a proven name that people already knew.
Right. You know? And then you can't be like a pretty Mexican girl going out for roles like the lady who killed Selena. You know what I'm saying? That lady, if you gonna go out for that role, you got to be ugly.
Yeah, you gotta look like a baby toe.
You can't go out for Miss Saldivar looking like that.
I was like, do you think me being so hot open doors for me?
Gary, I don't see you doing it. I know I auditioned for Scottie Pippen when they was getting ready to do a movie on the Chicago Bulls.
But what Gary is saying is he too good looking to be on the Ricky Smiley Morning Show. Is it his looks that got him?
Well, that's radio. It's not because if it was based on looks, he wouldn't be on there. Look at him. Would not be on the morning show. We only needed his voice. He's a great value version of Angela Simmons' boyfriend.
Moneybag, no.
That's all right.
Great value, money bag, no.
All right, coming up next, Ariana Grande is officially divorced and had to pay big bucks to her ex-husband, so we'll tell you more about that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Well, y'all, Ariana Grande has finalized her divorce from her ex-husband, Dalton Gomez, and they reached a settlement back in October that now goes into effect. Ariana will pay $1.25 million to her ex-husband with no future alimony, give him half of the proceeds of the sale of their home, and will pay up to $25,000 towards his attorney fees. Ooh, and Ariana is reportedly worth $240 million. Ricky, you think she got off easy?
Well, that is easy, but I'm just like, I don't care how much, if I was married to Oprah, I would never try to go after money because I'm just a real man, and I don't believe a man should ever eat off any woman, ever.
I agree.
Ever.
I agree.
I would go get me a one-bedroom apartment, a blow-up mattress, whatever you call them, and got my PlayStation, and I'm good, and I'll just start over.
Exactly. That's a good man, Savannah.
But to be honest, a black man would never get that opportunity.
Why not?
How many damn rich black women paying men like that, black men? Not none.
What?
Halle Berry was married to a white man. He got a check.
Yeah, we missed that opportunity.
And all them other ones, honey, got their checks, honey.
How do you feel going to the mailbox as a grown-ass man with hair on your chest getting an alimony check?
Hello!
He going out there with slippers to get that check?
I would be homeless before I eat off a woman. Yeah. Period.
Period.
Only thing I eat off a woman.
Moving on. Keep going.
Show the Atlanta peach with a bite out of it.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.